This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 411 for Monday, May 29th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was lower on Monday morning following weakness in comparable oils. Warmer weather in the prairie provinces also pressured prices. Malaysian palm oil was down while European rapeseed was mostly lower. Crude oil was also showing weakness after Alberta-based Crescent Point Energy Corporation said it had resumed oil refinery production after being shut down by wildfires. The United States markets are closed today due to the Memorial Day holiday and will resume later tonight. During the weekend, Democratic and Republican congressional lawmakers reached an agreement to raise the U.S. debt ceiling and avoid a catastrophic default. The Canadian dollar was up 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The July canola contract was down $2.10 per ton at $687.60, while the November contract was down $2 per ton at $656.80. The weekly commitment of traders report from the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission said that spec traders for corn were net new sellers for the week ended May 23rd, extending their net short by 6,000 contracts to 98,000. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's weekly ethanol report showed that cash prices ranged from $2.28 U.S. to $2.43 U.S. per gallon last week, with prices unchanged to 9 cents lower. Ukraine's Ag Ministry is reporting spring plantings at 97% complete at 5.3 million hectares, of which 3.7 million are for corn. While the U.S. Corn Belt stayed dry over the weekend, cooler and wetter conditions are on the way for the start of June. The July corn contract was up 13 U.S. cents per bushel on Friday at $6.04. The CFTC's Commitment of Traders report showed funds exiting long positions for soybeans, with the net long shrinking by nearly 20,000 contracts to a little more than 4,100. Despite a slow U.S. export pace and a record South American crop, futures prices for soybeans rose due to dryness in the U.S. Midwest. Dry conditions are expected to continue in the region for the next 2 weeks. The July soybean contract was up 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.37 on Friday. The Commitment of Traders report showed a 6,000 contract gain in the net short for soft red winter wheat to nearly 119,000 as of May 23rd. Since the extension of the Black Sea Grain Initiative implemented last week, activity at Ukrainian grain ports have been very slow at its worst daily pace since last August. More than 260,000 hectares of spring wheat will be seeded in Ukraine, according to the country's Ag Ministry. Germany's Association of Farm Cooperatives estimated 2023 wheat production at 22.31 million tons, down 0.9% from the year before. France Agrimaire reported the French wheat crop rating at 93% good to excellent, the best in more than a decade, compared to 69% last year. On Friday, the July Chicago wheat contract was up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.16. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $8.19. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.18. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, May 29th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.